You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Probably not as high as our computers view their chances to get in the playoff right now, but it's certainly better than Cincinnati's resume. I mean, Notre Dame's strength of schedule right now is about 38th in the country. Cincinnati's is 100th. But that being said, when you look at Notre Dame, the reason our computers like them so much is because they should win out. They have games against Georgia Tech and Stanford, and our computers are also expecting chaos. They're expecting Cincinnati to lose in the American Athletic Conference Championship game to Houston. And if that happens, you have 2 1-loss teams without a conference title, because Cincinnati would lose in the AAC. And obviously, like you said, Notre Dame doesn't have one. So does the committee honor that head-to-head result at that time? Look, the bottom line is this. Notre Dame needs more help than Cincinnati to get into the playoff. They both need chaos ahead of them. I'm not going to close the door entirely on the Irish, but I will certainly say it's still improbable.
All right, that's Heather Dinich on ESPN. The computers think that Houston will beat Cincinnati. I've been saying it. I think the Cougs are going to go in there if Clayton Toon plays his game. If Clayton Toon plays the way, not the way he did last week. It was a really windy day. So he had Herslow wide open in the end zone and he missed him. He had Dell wide open in the end zone and he missed him. Those were a couple of bad throws. He's played well for the most part. Actually played great the 2 weeks before without a running game in a couple of games, and he just carried him. They can beat Cincinnati the way Cincinnati's playing. If Cincinnati shows up like they did against Tulane or Tulsa, the Cougs can boat race them.
Or Navy.
Yeah.
You just don't want the Cougs that showed up against Navy, too.
No. Well, that first half Cougs, no. Well, Navy's tough to play, you know. Navy's tough to play.
So if you had a slider, right, like something that you could slide from all the way left to all the way right, where would Houston be playing on the scale of their best football this year? Would they be all the way to the right right now? If you slid that thing from all the way left, is the worst football
that they've played this year. Tech.
No, I'm saying
and the
just
first half
right
against
now.
Navy.
Right now, the Houston Cougars right now, you'd probably slide that thing all the way to the right, right?
Are they playing their best?
Yeah.
I didn't think they played their best against Temple. I thought the week before that. South Florida, the week before that.
They put some numbers on South Florida.
No, they've been playing great football.
They're playing pretty close to all the way to the right. Yeah. Cincinnati in that same area, I would say, is playing slightly left to center.
Yeah.
If you had a slider, it'd be left to center, with left being, you know, your worst football. There's no question that Cincinnati's playing they are down relative to the rest of the year, and Houston is up relative to the rest of the year. So the chasm between this being like a, you know, early in the year, it'd be a 2-touchdown differential easily between these two teams. It's really closed, the chasm, because Houston has found themselves and Cincinnati now has not. And I was watching I was watching Cincinnati play somebody. I was watching their tight end, Josh Weil, yesterday. And so, you know, I'm watching catches and I'm watching offense from the entire year. And it just looked a lot different earlier in the year to right now. It's just Cincinnati has kind of lost their way offensively. So, yeah, Houston has a very real chance. I think there have been some teams. Cincinnati has been big favorites against everyone they're playing. This is the first time that they have a like opponent in a long time.
Yeah.
Where they go in and they say, okay, you got our attention. You're going to have, and they're not playing this week, but when they do play, they're going to have Cincinnati's attention. Since this isn't Navy, this isn't Tulsa, who had a couple wins. This isn't the slappies that Cincinnati just isn't covering against and frankly looking bad against. This will be a team that they cannot sleepwalk through. It would be impossible, because when they meet, it would be in a conference championship.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're going to have the same attention, Cincinnati's attention, like when Cincinnati went to Notre Dame, like when Cincinnati went to Indiana. This is the conference championship game. They're going to get Cincinnati's best punch. There's no question about it.
No guarantee Cincinnati will play well, though.
No.
But they'll have their attention.
But, hey, the Cougs defense is good enough to handle this team. The Cougs offense is good enough to score against the Cincinnati team. This is a good football team right now. They're playing good football, and you know what? They got to show up. They got to show up in that December 4th game. But I think they can. I really think they can. It's going to be fun. 713-780-3776. This is the thing. We don't get anybody blasting our coach like the Jets do. I was listening to yesterday. Charlie wasn't here, and they had Mike Greenberg on, and Mike Greenberg was talking about Robert Saleh, and he was pissed that Robert Saleh in his press conference.
I was listening to that too.
Yeah.
About how he answered a question.
Yeah.
That he didn't feel like he had any
fire or juice.
No, yeah.
And I was like, you're pissed off because your coach isn't pissed off enough after the game, or the dude is level headed, even keel. That's him. So, and you know what? You're really pissed off about that Robert Saleh is not angry enough for you.
He really is.
I guess. Okay. So, yeah, there's that.
That's what he wants.
No,
he wants,
right.
He wants a Bill O'Brien.
You don't want that. Trust me.
No, you don't.
You don't want that. You think you want that.
No,
you don't want
you
that.
You don't want anything like that.
Do you remember when Lamont and everyone was all excited because he was, really a lot of people were, oh, did you see him? The video of him screaming at Tom Brady? He didn't put up with anything. But this Bill O'Brien guy, I mean, he didn't put up with anything. He didn't put up with anything. He basically told Penn State to F off all their boosters and everything. That guy is, you know what? He didn't take any crap from players. He gets in there. He'll scream at them. He'll scream at the very best players and MF them and say horrible things to them and trade them if they don't act right. Wait, we like all this stuff? Yeah, because it's better if you throw things around and scream, good things happen for your team. Boy, fast forward 7 years, and it was not.
No.
Be careful what you want, yeah. Greeny. Be careful the answers
you
look for in a press conference.
You know what? I hope you hire Bill O'Brien next, because he can take you. He'll. Don't worry. He'll be pissed off in a post-game press conference. Don't worry about it. But Rex Ryan on ESPN Radio, apparently somebody compared Robert Saleh, because he's a defensive coach, to Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan won't have it.
This guy's supposed to be a defensive guru. I heard everything, and I take it personal on this one. Everything I heard about was, well, this guy's a lot like myself, but without the bad part. Yeah, well, some of the bad part you need, because this team doesn't play with any damn heart. That's the thing that's disappointing to me. And don't ever compare this guy to me, this Robert Saleh to me, because statistically, one time they were like a top defense. All right. Here's one thing they're going to be familiar with. 4 out of 5 years, the 49ers were dead last in their division. So he's going to be dead last again. So he's used to that. So to me, I'm a little pissed off about it when I hear that this guy, you know, his background's a lot like yours. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Okay, so two things. He did coach for the Jets, so he has kind of a vested interest and feel for the Jets. I get that. I think that's a little disrespectful, and I'll tell you why. I do get the fact that Robert Saleh does not have the skins on the wall that Rex Ryan has. That's true.
That is true.
That is true. That's 100% true. With that said, Rex has gone out of his way ever since he's been an analyst to, and it's unusual because usually it's more like Van Gundy. The coach is never wrong, ever.
Yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy's always going to have the coach's back, even if he doesn't believe in it. He's always going to have the coach's back. Rex sometimes, like, it almost feels like he's breaking a coaching fraternity thing there. I don't think Saleh has, this isn't an Adam Gase situation. This is his first year trying to get that thing right. I don't know. Something doesn't sit well with me with hearing Rex go after him like that. And I can't put a finger on it. I know he's 2-7. You have a right to your opinion. But I don't know. Something about don't you compare him to me. I get that he's not on your level from a historical, you know, what he's accomplished in the game. I get that. But let's not act like he didn't accomplish anything in San Francisco or that he wasn't an effective defensive coordinator. I get all that, but I don't know. Something about that Rex Ryan just kind of coming after him there seems a little almost like too try hard that he wants to, like, because I've noticed ESPN's doing more and more and more of that where they're really demanding the confrontational stuff where, yeah, you can tell it's goofy. Every time somebody's talking and Dan Orlovsky's sitting there like, I can't believe you're saying this to me. I'm going to jump all over you when you're, no, no. the Stephen A. model, Ryan Clark, everyone's so confrontational. And it's clearly a kind of a gimmick by ESPN, but it feels like Rex has fallen into that, which most coaches wouldn't fall into that. Rex will go totally wrestling like, character on you.
I kind of feel like every year Rex has something for some. There's somewhere Rex is making headlines against somebody.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's his thing.
Yeah,
now.
That's his thing.
No, I think this is a persona.
Robert Sala shot back. Well, shot back. He was on Michael Kay's show, and here's his answer about Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan just excoriated you today. He said, why should people compare him to me? He's not me. He's had bad defenses. He's not showing emotion on the field. He really tore into you like I've never heard a former coach tear into a present coach. Your thoughts on what Rex said?
Guys, I've never met Rex. I've never had a conversation with Rex. I don't even know him except for people who know him throughout the league. So obviously if it's that personal for him, he knows where to find me. So,
were you surprised that he said it?
Oh, I'm not surprised by him. He's always got something to say.
Salah's a scary dude. But
yes, yeah.
How about Michael Kay?
Listen.
Excuse me 1 second while I grab my poking stick. Okay. Hey, guess what? He excoriated you today. Poke, poke, poke. Can you believe he talked to you that way? The mouth on that guy? Poke, poke, poke.
Can you believe he was just that's what I always assume New York radius.
Yeah.
I just want to get your feelings about being emasculated and excoriated on national New York radio as Rex Ryan really laid into you and laid waste to you, to your carcass. What do you say about that? Do you feel badly about that? Do you agree with him?
What? New York radio host. We try to cool things down. They're like,
what do you think about his foot videos that he did? Do you have a comment on that that you'd like to get back out there that we could play for him and maybe excoriate him a little bit? Poke, poke, poke.
I mean, Dell does that, but
yeah,
I don't count.
Dell. Yeah, like, yeah.
Dell does that. But
he's the three Freds. He's in the three Freds now. You can hear him doing that. When does the three Freds start?
Like the 29th or something?
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, something like that.
It's right after Thanksgiving?
28th, yeah.
yeah.
The show's called The Three Freds.
The Three Freds.
Fred Olele, Fred Fowler, and Fred Davis.
Yeah.
The Three Freds.
Yeah. Fred Nation, I think it is.
I think it is called Fred Nation. Because everything's nation. I think it is Fred Nation.
Yeah, The Three Freds. I love it. It's 813 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you, my friend, to talk about, Craig DeSerf.
Oh, good, good. Craig DeSerf, his company over there consistently wins the award for Customer Service Index. They have the CSI, and they're a winner every single year. And the reason is really because it starts at the top. We talk about things that aren't going well with certain professional teams because it starts at the top. But that's the reason why they're award-winning, why their sales numbers have been so sky-high, and why they have so many return customers, because it starts at the top, and that's Craig DeSerf and Rick Drenner and the entire crew over there. It doesn't matter if you're talking about sales or the service side. You are going to get the same competency and the people who care about you and make it about you. They don't make it about them. The car buying experience, you control the pace of that. If you're just there to shop, they're fine with that. When you bring your vehicle in for service, you're going to get exceptional service that is done quickly, thoroughly, efficiently, and it's done the right way. And it's just, when you look for vehicles, the $2,500 purchase allowance on all the 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cabs, that's an example of the trucks going on right now, the truck deals that you should be taking advantage of. Game-changing deals. Go to the website LanceZCars.com and check them out for yourself. GMC, we are professional grade.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Carlos Correa, I don't know when this was, but he was on some, I guess it's in Puerto Rico. I don't know where it is. Anyway, he was on with a couple of different guys. And he, after he won his platinum glove, Carlos Correa was the best fielder in all of baseball. Carlos Correa was the best fielder in all of baseball. And here's the, here it is. It's on Me Gustan Los Deportes. I like sports. Me Gustan Los Deportes. I like sports podcast. Here's Carlos with the guys.
Derek Jeter. ¿Cuánto guante de oro ganó? ¿Cuánto guante de oro ganó?
Yo creo que Derek ganó uno o dos, ¿verdad?
Cinco.
Cinco.
How many
ya ni me acuerdo. Ya ni me acuerdo porque para mí le regalaron los...
Pause.
How many gold gloves did Derek Jeter win?
You're going
they
to...
They were saying one, two, and then they said, no, five. He won five.
You're fluent in Spanish. Who said five?
Carlos.
Okay. Now, John is going to... This is actually real. John knows Spanish. Yeah. So you are going to tell us what
they're saying. There's some of it that's they're talking over each other that I haven't...
Good.
Go ahead.
Ya ni me acuerdo porque para mí le regalaron los cinco.
Okay. He said, to me... They gifted him those gold gloves. To me, they regalaron. They gifted him. They gave it. It was a gift.
Regalo is a gift.
Sí. And here's now here's Carlos.
No, no, no,
regalaron.
No, 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 go back. No, go back. Go back.
Ya ni me acuerdo porque para mí le regalaron los cinco.
Derechito no se merecía ninguno.
Okay, that was Carlos saying to me. Ooh, he didn't deserve any. He didn't deserve any.
I've been watching a lot of Narcos Mexico lately.
Then he goes on to say, you just got to look with your human eyes. So anyway, why then
Derek Jeter went on with Michael Kay, and Michael Kay said, Carlos Correa absolutely excoriated you. What do you say about this young Puerto Rican superstar who's won one World Series, but it was because of a trash can? Easy, Michael Kay. Easy.
So I don't know. Why would Carlos do that?
I don't know. When I saw that yesterday, I was like, well, we can scratch the Yankees.
Now
Jeter doesn't work
for
them. I know Jeter doesn't work for them.
No, but now here.
But Yankee fans?
Yankee fan is going to be pissed. There's no question about that. But Cashman won't. Apparently, Cashman's not a big Jeter guy. The thought is, okay, so the thought immediately was, well, then apparently the Yankees are out of the picture. Carlos doesn't give a rat's ass. He's crushing Jeter. But the thought is that, no, Cashman is not a big Jeter guy. He had an issue with Jeter when Jeter was there because Jeter wouldn't get off short. They talked to Jeter about playing the outfield, and Jeter wasn't having it. Now, Cashman says to his credit, because he's been asked about this, he said to his credit, Jeter worked his ass off and he because his range wasn't there. The reason that Carlos is saying this is because Jeter did not have range. Jeter caught everything, but Jeter didn't get to a lot of balls. And that was the problem with Jeter at shortstop. And so Jeter didn't get to a lot of balls that would have been errors for him. He just couldn't get there. And he just went, it's kind of like Bish pulling up the second base when the ball's still bobbling around in the outfield so he could get his 50 doubles. And remember Berkman was on with us? Remember when Berkman was hey, Bish, it's still rattling around in the corner and you're standing on second base.
The worst
ever.
Go
to third.
The worst ever. I still feel like, you're probably right, though. There's a difference between Yankee fans being pissed off and the guy who actually makes the decisions being pissed off. Probably a big difference. But with that said, did you see, this must have been a fake, was this a fake account? It had Justin Verlander breaking news from ESPN that Justin Verlander was signing a 2-year deal with the Yankees for $10 million a year. I'm like, what?
No, there's no way.
It had to be a fake, because I can't find it anywhere here, but it looked like an ESPN account. Somebody sent it to us, and I was like, how is Justin Verlander taking $10 million?
No, he's not. Why
somebody sent that. And
now
I was
people
like,
are going to go, I heard Lance Erline say
no,
Justin Verlander.
I told you. Well, I searched all over the place, but it was a really impressive fake account or it was Photoshop.
Well, what about
like
the
that?
Guys that last week that were trying to get us to say stuff and they were like, I am accredited and you don't have a blue check. Well, yeah, but I'm accredited.
Not that guy.
That was a different guy. Oh,
okay.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know why Carlos would do that. If you want to know the truth, I don't see the gain in it at all. First of all, well, he's not going to the Marlins because Derek Jeter owns the Marlins, so he's not going there. But to alienate Yankee, unless he's done with the Yankees and saying, I ain't going to the Yankees. You know what? The Yankees gave us their best offer and it's not there. You know what? I'll go after Jeter, because it doesn't make any sense for fans to hate you if you're going to sign with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Because fans are going to be all over him. Fans are going to be all over him. You know, Carlos had an exceptional. He is the best fielder in baseball. He's the best fielder in
baseball. You're no cheetah. Like, yeah. Well, that's Boston. But it is like that's the thing about New York. You have be careful going there, because if you're a star, like, it doesn't take much. Look at Mike White. For two shining weeks, Mike White was the toast of the whole city. Now Robert Saleh's the worst person ever. Zach Wilson, they want him and his mom out of there.
No, well, not anymore because White had that game.
But that doesn't mean they want Zach Wilson.
We want Zach back. We want Zach back.
Give us Josh Johnson. He had 3 touchdowns and 300 against the Colts. Zach Wilson sucks. I didn't want a Mormon quarterback anyway. You can just imagine what New York fans are saying. Look at Gerrit Cole. I mean, that's a tough place to play. Now, if you're good, you're Jeter. And you're the king of New York.
Yeah.
And Carlos has a chance to be king of New York, but I don't want him to be. I want him to be the king of Detroit.
I don't mind. I hope.
I don't even want him to be king of the Rangers.
I hope Carlos does go there. I hope Verlander goes there. And I hope they get their. I hope they lose in a tough situation again, just like this year. You know what?
It does make
it
sweeter.
It's that much sweeter.
It does.
I don't.
How do we have Stanton, Cole, Verlander, Correa, and we still can't win? You know who it is? Brett Gardner. We need to sacrifice him. Let's do human sacrifice, Brett Gardner. See if anything changes.
He's done. They'll sacrifice Brett Gardner. I don't think there's any question. 826. Yeah, interesting. I don't know why. I just don't get why Carlos would do that right now. I just don't get it. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here.
Eric Gordon liked this tweet. Real Eric Gordon. Or at least whoever runs his account, which I'm thinking is Eric Gordon himself. Yeah. Eric Gordon's Stan account tweeted, Steven Silas and David Culley. What did I deserve to get these guys as our coach? Eric Gordon, like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Steven yeah. Silas.
Steven
what a,
Silas is
both,
not,
both of them are Bo Silas and Bo Culley. That's, you know what? Sorry, boys. You're here. You won't be. You're going to be here during the worst of times. You'll never get another head coaching job again. Congratulations. Take as much money as you possibly can from your owners now, because this is the last stop you'll ever have as a head coach because of these teams that you're coaching. Congratulations on your head coaching jobs. 827 ESPN 97.5. How about a patio out there?
Texas Custom Patios. And I was looking at some stuff that they're doing right now. Man, they have really taken it to the next level. Some of the things that they are doing for people is just really staggering. I saw some of the work that they've gotten accomplished here recently, and it's just amazing. They can take your home, and they basically reimagine what your backyard looks like. So if you can imagine it, they can build it for you. And if you can't envision it, they can envision it for you as well. That's something that I couldn't do. I knew I had a good space, but I couldn't envision what it would look like. And right away, the same day Stephen Schell came out there, the owner of the company, he knew exactly what he was going to do. He drew it up on the CAD system, got it to me. I waited about 6 weeks before I finally pulled the trigger, and I'm glad I did. I only wish I would have had the outdoor kitchen installed at the same time. You can get your financing done so you can get your oasis built exactly the way you want it. And whatever you can envision, they can build. And if you can't, they'll envision it for you. TexasCustomPatios.com. Financing is available, and it's the best patio you're going to have built here in the state of Texas. Not city of Houston, in the entire state. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I got to talk about my beautiful hair right now. Look, if you're on Twitch right now, how's that? You see that little flip I did? Huh? If you're balding, Doc Linville's the answer. Don't. You know, I said, I told my wife, I said, I might go back and get some more. She's like, it's awesome. Leave it alone. It's perfect. Now I got a little ducktail going on, Lance. I know you enjoy that. You're really happy about that. I've let it fly. And I just, it is the best that you can having hair again. I mean, do you want to be bald? No, no one wants to be bald. I mean, you know what? I'm going to talk to Michael Kelly about this. He could get some hair back again. Talk to Jackie about it. You know what? He's hard headed and he's bald. You don't have to be bald like Jackie. You could have beautiful, luscious, flowing hair. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com. Doc is the best. He's wonderful. The process is easy. It's simple, painless. It's all there for you. Would you please go to 975hair.com? Stop being bald. 975hair.com.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Bob Nightingale confirmed my, well, I did text this on October 7th. I mean, I tweeted this on October 7th. Bob Nightingale says this, yet he also knows it could be a bit uncomfortable returning to Houston. The Astros players revolted when Verlander was scheduled to throw out the ceremonial first pitch during the postseason, telling owner Jim Crane they preferred someone else considering Verlander had not been around all season. Apparently, Bob Nightingale thinks he's breaking news here.
Well, maybe he is to some people.
Well, does he have a blue check mark?
Yes, and I think, and Barstool picked it up and ran with it like it was a news story, but... Yeah, it's we knew about it here first. Once again, breaking all the news. We told you about the Fred Nation show that's going to be coming on. We broke that with Fred Olale and the other guys. And so we break a lot of news here on this on the show. And that was one of them. That just the day of the game, that Justin Verlander was not going to throw out or maybe it was the day right after the game.
What?
The Verlander stuff.
Yeah. It was the day of the game I tweeted it.
Was it day of the game?
Of the game.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's right.
It was right after the game. It was right after the game I tweeted it. It was October 7th. Now, Ben Verlander was on with the, which show was he on? Was he on?
He was on Killer Bees.
Killer Bees. Uh-huh. He was on with the Killer Bees. He's Justin Verlander's brother. He's also on MLB. He, surprisingly, when I tweeted that out, he had no people sent it to him.
Yeah.
So, hey Ben, what about this? What about this?
Crickets.
He had zero comments about.
Good thing he did because you wouldn't want to lie.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything,
which was good. He was on yesterday though, and here's what he said about this Justin in the city of Houston.
I know the love and admiration he has for the Houston Astros organization, so I think we'll see here in the next couple of months what ends up happening. I'm happy he's healthy, and I know, still a few more, he still wants to pitch until he's 45, so he's got a lot of time left, and I'm excited to watch him pitch for a long time to come.
You know, there was that thought about him, there was that thought of, you know, he didn't, you know, they didn't want him throwing out the first pitch, he hadn't been there. You know what, that can be forgiven, though. That can be, you know what, oh well, Justin wasn't here. He didn't help out the team. Oh well, he collected $66 million. We didn't want him in the spotlight. He ain't getting that spotlight thrown out that first. And everybody,
Carlos leaving change at it all for him?
I don't know. Well, apparently, according to Ben, he doesn't have any animosity towards the team, so that's fine. Which whether
whatever.
Or not the team would want him back
that.
In the locker room, and I don't believe that.
I think he's a grudge holder, and that was like. That was as soon as that happened, there was no chance he was coming back. That's my personal guess. It'd be great to have him back at a discount, but I don't see that happening either. I mean, he really is exactly what you want.
He's exactly what you want.
He's exactly
now,
what you need.
At a price, okay? He talked about the market out there for him. What do you pay Justin Verlander? I think he said, now, one of the things that Ben Verlander said was, he said, dude, nobody's ever been like this before. Here's a guy that got a qualifying offer after not pitching for 2 years. He hasn't pitched in 2 years, and he got a qualifying offer at 37 years old.
And past
this time. This is so different than anybody else. This is how good Justin Verlander is.
What about 3 at 75? Feels like a reasonable offer that he's going to receive. You think he's getting more?
No, I think that's neighborhood.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's in the 30s. You can't put him in the 30s. He hadn't taken less than 20, I don't think.
No. Listen, it starts at 18.4. That's where it's at right now.
I could see it.
But I don't see him playing for 18. I don't see it.
$22 million a year, two at 45. That just, for some reason, that just doesn't. If he says he wants to play until he's 45, I don't think that's going to happen, but I can see him taking a 3-year deal.
Would you risk 3 years on him?
Well, I think you're going to have to. No, I don't want to. Wherever I'm uncomfortable is where I need to be in baseball contracts. You can't go where you're comfortable. That's not a true baseball contract.
Where does he fit in any rotation?
Well, he could be a one, no worse than a three.
Well, he'd be a one here.
He's a 1-3 on every team in Major League Baseball.
He's a one on most teams.
He's a one on most teams.
Okay,
theoretically, he hasn't pitched for 2 years.
He's a two on the Dodgers.
Yeah,
he's a two or three on the Brewers. They got two hosses at the top.
That's what I mean. What do you pay for that? Lance McCullers just got, with his background, got what was it, 17 and a half or 18 and a half a year? He's younger, but he's got injury issues. It's a 5-year deal. I think it was 17 and a half. I mean, his qualifying offer is over 18, so what is he going to get? Well, he's going to get a minimum of $20 million a year. Yeah. I think a maximum of 25.
But I don't know that I want to give him 3 years.
And of course you don't want to, which means you're going to have to.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to give him – you'd rather give him 2 years, wouldn't you?
I'd much rather give him 2 years.
Which means that someone else knows that they're –
But he ain't doing that because he wants – listen, that earning power is going to – at 39, going on 40, he ain't getting another whatever, $20
million. Anyone that would give him 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, anyone who's desperate. You'd have to be desperate. I do think he's going to get a 3-year deal because 2 is the right deal, which means somebody's going to end up going 3.
You know, I saw a list that said the Dodgers were first on the list of guys, of teams. Toronto was up there. The Astros were 5th. Yankees.
Head on up to Canada. Good.
I could see the Yankees. I could see the Yankees even doing 4 years.
I think the Yankees almost have to. The reason is simple. They need pitching, and they need somebody to take the heat off Gerrit Cole. Gerrit's not a true number one personality where all the heat and pressure's on him. That's not.
He was pretty damn good.
He was talented. But
he was pretty damn good.
But not by the end of the year. He shriveled. When the spotlight got the brightest, he shriveled. That's just the truth. Yeah. He shriveled.
What about the Tigers giving Eduardo Rodriguez 5 years, 77?
Yeah.
I could certainly see the Tigers getting Verlander, Rodriguez, and Correa.
It's less than McCullers got.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez was the number two in Boston.
No, I think it's a good deal.
Yeah.
I think that's a good deal. 5 at 75?
575.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
577. 577.
Yeah, 77 to me.
Yeah. Right, that's 16.4 a year. That ain't bad. No, what is that average?
15.4, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, 15. Whatever. That's pretty damn good. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Still ahead, Sage Rosenfels is going to join us here on
nice.
The show. Yeah, we're going to. Well,
can't we give him a break? There's no Texans game.
No, but we talk about NFL with him. We talk about what's going on in the NFL. I know there was no Texans game. Did the Bears play this week either? No. Does Sage have the week off this week with us?
Sage may not think he's doing a show.
Sage may not think he's doing the show here. You better find out. Congratulations to Texas Tech. They won another national championship. Did you see? Third straight year, they won the meat judging championship. So big ups to Texas Tech.
The meat gaze? What'd you say?
The meat. They judge meat. Yeah. The greatest dynasty of all time, winning the 2021 national championship. This is their third straight national title in meat judging.
Okay. I thought you said gazing. Yeah.
No, meat not judging. Meat okay. gazing. Meat judging.
No, meat judging contest. Yeah. 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 No, that's what's the.
It's okay, the that's eighth live... national championship for the team since 2010.
So I'm assuming the big power players are going to be Kansas State, Nebraska. Texas Tech, maybe.
Well, there's nobody. Texas Tech is the Alabama of meat judging.
Missouri Western.
Oh, you could. Missouri State.
Missouri State, yeah.
Texas A&M better be on that list.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. They're judging meat all over there all the time, aren't they?
Texas A&M's got to be a big player in that industry. So I know people would want to say Longhorns because they have Longhorns, but you don't eat, like, I don't think the Long, they probably lose that too by 23, 27 points.
Oh.
They'd lose that to Kansas too. Kansas should be a favorite against Texas in meat judging too.
Well, Kansas shouldn't have been a, Kansas was a 31-point
dog. Do you think
dog.
The meat judging team laughs on buses whenever, and then some, and their coach, their comes meat up. Judging coach comes and has to scream at them to get in the meat judging portal and get out? Do you think that happens?
I don't know. I don't know how many. Maybe I don't think they have a bus.
Did they take it seriously? They probably, the meat judging
Texas
team?
Texas Tech takes it seriously.
Yeah,
they've
won
8 national championships.
Yeah, I'm asking if Texas
in 12 years,
if Texas meat years. Judging team takes it seriously. I'm trying to find somebody who takes it seriously.
Yeah,
over there, beside Bo Davis. Bo Davis takes it seriously.
Bo Davis takes everything seriously. You're going
to
laugh on the
and
bus.
By the way, can we talk to Tillman? Is there any chance that you can get with Tillman and say, hey, I'm going to, excuse me for saying this, is there any way that he has the power, since he owns the Rockets and the Cougars, can he just flip, like, Kelvin Sampson and then Silas goes to the Cougs and Sampson comes to the Rockets?
Why are you putting Silas on the Cougs?
I think Silas would be fine with the Cougs. I think Sampson, maybe the Rockets need a little.
Ooh, why you want to do that to Kelvin Sampson? He's got a much better team
I know.
Over there.
Sampson, I know he does, but I'd like for him to make my professional team a little better.
Well, how
better.
About making your college team? Well, start watching Cougs. Go to Cougs basketball.
Cougs basketball is fine. They struggled in the first one out, but they went to the Final Four. I'm just saying, Kelvin Sampson, since Tillman owns both those teams, can't he just tell Dr. Couture, listen, we got a new coach coming in today. I'll do a little, put it on the dais, get some sandwiches out there and introduce them to everybody. We're taking Kelvin. Can't he just tell Dr.
Couture
that? Get
some sandwiches out.
Get some sandwiches or whatever. Get BBs out to some po' boys and soups and whatever, gumbos. Kelvin Sampson's going to the Rockets. Okay? I'm trying to sell some concessions at Toyota Center.
I was surprised the last game. There were some people in the stands.
Where?
At the Rockets game.
Were there really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, there are more people than I thought were going to be
telling
there.
You what, $50, you take a date, you know, just watch some basketball.
Oh, I mean, look at this. Look what Twitch just said. Lance
giving
can,
them away.
Lance can F right off with that idea. Guy named Cougar Blaze. I mean, I'm sorry. We get him back. Just give Kelvin Sampson. It's a loan. Okay, so if you watch Premier League, he's out on loan. You're going to get Kelvin Sampson back, and you'll get him back sometime in the spring. But the Rockets need him on loan for at least 3 months, and then Kelvin goes back, you know, for the championship league, for championship.
Let's see what kind of Cougs team league. This is, because so far, you know, mixed results. They kicked Rice's ass, but they had a tough one their first game.
Virginia tonight.
Hofstra. Virginia tonight. Yeah, that's going to be Cougars tonight. That's here, right?
Yeah, Jay Billis is on the call. He's in town.
Wow, that is awesome. Awesome.
I think he'll be on.
So if they lose that game, then the Cougs can afford it. But if they beat Virginia tonight, Tony Bennett in town? Tony Bennett is here? He left his heart in Virginia? Are you kidding me? Tony Bennett. That's my guy right there, Tony Bennett.
Oh, we got Jay Billis on the Wheelhouse today, 3:30.
Okay.
To preview the game.
Oh, Jay Billis is
on. Yeah, I just said meat judging portal. Why are people asking if I said, did you just say meat judging portal on the radio?
Yes.
Yes, there's portals for everything now.
Yes.
And that includes the meat judging team. If you don't want to be here, then get your ass. This is serious to me. Get your ass in the portal and get to another meat judging team. Yes, Bo Davis needs to scream at their meat judging team if they have one.
Yeah.
If they, like I said, big deal. Maybe they don't have one. If they do, they're underdogs to Kansas.
Oh, no. Who's the Cougs' best player that's out? He's hurt. The Cougs' best player is hurt. No, don't say that against Virginia. Man, that's going to be like a 12-10 final.
No.
You want to talk about
it. What's the toll on that one? 77.5.
I'm going to take a look right now at my bookie. MyBookie.ag. Let me get college basketball. Let me see. I'm going to look at it right now. What is the college basketball line at MyBookie.ag? Promo code BET975. Because when you play promo code BET975. When you put that in there, you're going to get, they will match up to a $1,000 deposit right now. $1,000 deposit right now. It's up to $1,000. So you can put $200 in, and there you go. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. The line is -6. Cougs are a 6-point favorite over Virginia. Virginia won a national championship just a couple of years ago. And here the Cougs are a big favorite. They don't have a total on it. It would be like 30. They don't have a total on the game right now. But they do have it at my bookie. You can bet the Cougs right now, or you can bet Virginia. You got the information that the Cougs' best player is out. So that's a problem. That's a problem for the Cougs. You'll see if Calvin Sampson can overcome it. You got all of your lines, NFL, NBA, college football, NCAA basketball, blackjack, NHL, soccer, MMA, boxing, golf, tennis, whatever it is you want to bet. You got it right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Trayvon Mark hasn't played all season. The first two games anyway. They've had two games. He hasn't played. Marcus Sasser is there. So you got 25 points a game from Sasser so far. So yeah, the line opened at 8.5, and it's down to 6.5 right now. I just saw 6, and you saw 5.
I saw 5.5.
But Virginia lost their first game to Navy. By 10.
That's hard to unsee.
Yeah. And they beat Radford so far. So, I don't know. I was thinking if, you know, Trayvon Mark not there, but Trayvon Mark hasn't been there. So, oh well. You know, the Cougs, they struggled with Hofstra. There's no question about it. Had to go overtime. But then they beat Rice's. They beat the snot out of Rice. We'll see. I don't know. That thing keeps going down and down and down. I don't know. We'll see. 713-780-3776 is the number.
If you'd like to get in here. Happened yesterday in basketball that I cannot believe, except that I'm watching the video. It sounds like something that would be in The Onion, but it is an actual thing that happened. I can't believe this. Alex Caruso, who played for the Lakers, was a backup and then went to the Bulls as a free agent. He went back to the, Bulls played the Lakers yesterday in Staples Center. The Lakers had a tribute video for Alex Caruso where he thanked, watch this. This is real. He's thanking the crowd. Thank you. Everyone's cheering for Alex Caruso. That's like the Rockets having a tribute video for what's his name? Pissy point guard, Pat Beverly. That's like the Rockets having a tribute video for him back when he used to play. Yeah, I like Pat Beverly fine, but Alex Caruso gets a tribute video from the crowd?
Alex Caruso was on the championship team.
So what? He wasn't even a starter.
Patrick Beverly wasn't on the championship team.
I'm saying that's the level of player.
Alex Caruso, remember, made some plays in the
a tribute video? A highlight video about a backup point guard?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be like...
I don't even know what world we live in now.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate participation tribute video. Everyone who played is going to get their own tribute video whenever they come back.
Okay,
kids, here's your trophy, and here's your ribbon, and here's your tribute video. You are on the championship squad, so tribute video.
They might be trying to cover their ass because now there's new, I don't know, rumors, speculations that the offer that they gave Caruso to stick around in LA was lowballed because of LeBron and Anthony Davis's agency pressured the Lakers into doing that so that they would offer one of their players more money, who ended up walking away anyways.
He got a big hug from LeBron, so he did get that.
Oh, you mean there's a conflict of interest that LeBron, that the guy who LeBron put in business?
Yeah.
might do something that's not in the best interest of the team, mm-hmm. but in the best interest of the actual agency. You don't say.
Yeah.
There's conflict of interest. I never would have thought that would ever happen.
Said no one. This is a pretty good idea. We were talking about the three Freds.
Yeah.
It should be called.
Who are the three Freds?
The three Freds. Can you tell me who they are?
Fred Davis, Fred Fowler,
Fred Olele.
And Fred Olele. Okay. He used to go by Dell, but
now he's Fred.
Is it Three Freds or Fred Nation? What's that show going to be called?
It's Fred Map.
Thank you. Fred Map is exactly what that should be.
Denny and Ankel both send it at the same time. Why isn't it Fred Map?
Thank you. Good job. Good job, Dexter.
Good. That makes a lot more sense. Fred Map, the Fred Map show. A lot of stuff. What about Berrios? A deal is reportedly $131 million over 7 years with the Blue Jays. Blue Jays ain't afraid to throw money now. The Blue Jays ain't afraid to throw money.
Now, Berrios is a cool place to live, too.
Berrios is a top of rotation guy.
A little chilly. Living there, I guess. When the spring baseball kicks
they
in.
They play inside, though.
No, I know, but you got to live in it.
Yeah.
Like, I've looked at the weather there
isn't
before.
Isn't it like, it's like actually south of Detroit? It's actually like right across the bridge from the U.S. I mean, I think it's warmer than a lot of places in the U.S.
What? This isn't that bad, actually. I'm wrong. No. March, the cold is 40 degrees is the high, 28 is the low. That's pretty cold.
Yeah.
But April, it's 52 and 38. That's doable for a baseball player who plays inside. 52 and 38, a high of 52, a low of 38. Or 39, you can fade that. 39, throw on a coat, you're fine. Yeah. I've looked at other places like Quebec City and Montreal. No.
That's cold. Yeah, my cousin lives in Vancouver. That's cold. That's cold. You don't want none of that. Yeah.
We'll be 82 today. Quebec City.
Yeah, that's perfect. Dirt
is going to snow. It's going to be snowing by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Though that's your weather report here.
Yeah,
that's your Canadian weather
report. So if you're headed to Canada, if you guys are thinking of, if any of you free agents are thinking of headed to Canada, text me or DM me and I'll get you the weather report.
Tell you how cold it is there. All right, we're still ahead.
Ooh, sure is cold, isn't it, George?
Sage Rosenfeld.
Yeah, we're up there in January. He's like, we didn't even play baseball here hardly this year.
Oh, he's not on this week. Okay, so we got open lines. So we got an open hour here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Some surprising baseball news out there we'll get to on the other side. And some sad news as well we'll get to on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And in the meantime, we're just going to take a break.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.